It's time for the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to Rupp Arena, downtown Lexington. Time for championship action tonight in the Mingy Beef Jerky KHSAA Sweet 16 for girls here in Kentucky. We're going to crown a state champion coming up tonight, and going to be happy to have all the action for you right here on WMST AM and FM, and for those people who might be listening live, wherever they may be. And McCracken County, Sacred Heart, it's a rematch of last year where Sacred Heart won by 15 points. And let's go across the way right now. Ivan Rawls is standing by with Coach Scott Sibbles, the head coach of the Mustangs of McCracken County. We'll get his pregame thoughts of what's going to take place tonight as the crowd begins to wander into Rupp Arena. I think we'll have a really good crowd. We had a good crowd in the last game of the semifinal round. Let's go to Ivan right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Lady Mustangs of McCracken County, Coach Scott Sibbles. And Coach, I know it's been a fun ride, and you'll be able to reflect on all this later, but hey, to get a chance to come back to maybe finish some unfinished business from a year ago just has to feel good in this moment, and you could see it with your team's response at the end of the game earlier today.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's hard to explain the calmness, but there's a calmness about our group this whole this week, and our coaching staff the same way. Even we met before we got here tonight, we had a calmness about our group. Our Claire Johnson, Mickey Buchanan have been here. They just bring a calmness to our teammates, and it's hard to get here. But to win a game here, people understand how hard it is. But to advance in this tournament and do it in back-to-back years for us, am I in a dream? I don't know, but it feels like it.
Such a team win. But, boy, what about the start of this game and the performance by your two seniors when you talk about Claire Johnson, Mickey McKay. They put on a historic performance in the way that they went about their business. You can tell they were determined to give themselves another shot.
If you weren't here at the game, CJ was out for 6 minutes of the game, and she probably could have had 50 today. But, yeah, those two willed us today, and they made plays. Mickey really, really helped us in the second quarter when Claire was in foul trouble. She really calmed everybody's nerve, handled the ball, got everybody in the right spot, but made some big plays.
In that game, there were times when Reagan Hill seemed like she was overwhelmed. Yes. But then when you go back and you look at the totality of her performance.
Big.
Big.
Big. She really defended White really well in the second half and got more physical with her. But it was her offensive rebounding, her deflections. Ava Hughes.
She grew up.
She hit a big three, then comes back off Claire's three and gets a huge steal to change the game. So those young kids, Lazaria Bolin, you'll see her tonight a lot, defending Tiffany tonight because of her quickness. So our goal is to go into the fourth under 10 points, and just trying to be in the game. I mean, we know what we're going up against. But for us, we're going for our 100th win in 3 years. I mean, that's big. I mean, we're one of the best teams in this state for a reason, and we're beyond blessed to be here.
I heard somebody say earlier today, hey, McCracken County's playing Butler traditional. They have all the history and all that. Your team had been here the last 3 years. That experience versus Butler, who hadn't been here the previous year, it didn't matter that they were Butler today.
Right, you can tell. I mean, again, that getting off to a really good start was key for us, and it really helped us and got us going. But I just loved how we just kept chugging along in the second half, made some plays, got the score extended, then took care of the basketball, trying to get them spread out, got to the free throw line, made our free throws.
Finally, Coach, what will it take to dethrone the Queens?
Rebounding the basketball, got to play with a large amount of toughness. We've got to get back on defense. They like to push the ball. But, you know, we just got to go toe-to-toe and say, you know, I mean, I get the mystique of Sacred Heart. We all get that. But, hey, we're not bad, you know, and we're going to come in here and we want to compete and let them know that we're here. So I pray they don't have a 71% performance they did last year, you know, shooting the basketball. But, I mean, again, we know what they've got some history on them tonight, too. It's a little pressure more than we do, but it's quiet and play and have fun.
Coach, thanks for your accessibility this week. Wish you the best, my friend.
Yes, sir.
If you're able to get that banner that's hanging up high above us, I'll let everybody know what your pregame meal was so that they, too, maybe can have success like you have.
Yes, sir, go Mustangs.
All right. That's Scott Simmels, head coach for the Lady Mustangs of McCracken County. We're going to take a one-minute timeout. When we return, we'll get a chance to talk to the head coach of the Valkyries of Sacred Heart. You're listening to the Minky Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
I made it feel so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Sacred Heart going for history tonight as they try to win a state championship for the fourth year in a row. Nobody's done it better than Donna Moyer. The head coach, Ivan, is ready to talk to her right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with the head coach for the Valkyries of Sacred Heart Academy, Coach Donna Moyer. And, Coach, you got a chance to do something here. No other school has been able to do in the history of girls basketball in the state. I know you got so many other things on your mind, but what would that mean to you personally? And if for this program and this school community, if you're able to accomplish what you hope you can at the end of this?
I mean, it would mean a lot to me for our girls, you know, because I know they want it really bad. And they're the ones that put in all the hard work when nobody's watching. And all the little girls that grow, you know, as little girls, they grew up wanting to play here. I know a lot of them, you know, have followed Sacred Heart basketball for a long time. And it would be special, obviously, putting us in the record books. But, you know, we've talked about it all year that we want to do something nobody else has done, and that would distinguish this team from any other team.
Over the years, this program has been about family, about unity. If you could, just talk about what it means to you. You've had this support staff for a long part of the success of this program, and you talk about that. Well, you know, just for your support staff, the girls change over years, but this, the consistency you've had.
You know, I couldn't do any of this without my coaches. Amy Siegel is probably one of the top coaches in the country. You know, she knows basketball more than I ever knew in my, you know, so I rely on her a lot. And Matt Carson, we've been together for 26 years, and he's just a special guy, and he's got a daughter in the program now. And I've got Crystal Riley, who played at UAK, has played at the highest level, and she brings a level of expertise. And then David Green, he played at Thomas More. So I've got a great staff that my kids, you know, somebody can reach these kids. When I can't, somebody else can.
the performance your team put on today. Got a great challenge from Cooper earlier. What do you feel like was the difference in that game, and maybe what you can parlay into this game from that game?
I think that we held our composure. You know, I think we showed a lot of poise. Anytime they tried to make a run and really cut into the lead, we were able to get a basket, and we answered that. And I think that's just a lot of experience that we've shown through the years. And, you know, we didn't get rattled. And like I said, I think Cooper brought everything they had, and hats off to them. But, you know, we made shots when we had to, and that's what good teams do.
Your point guard, Tootie Jordan, she had to play through adversity today. And, boy, it showed some toughness for her to be able to do what she was able to do.
Yeah, it does. I mean, she loves basketball, you know, as all these girls do. And to play on this big stage, that's what she wanted. And, you know, she's worked hard. You know, she started out, you know, as a freshman running a veteran team, and she's just really grown up. And you know, the being our leading scorer today, that might have been the first time all year.
This team showed a lot of grit, didn't they? But, you know, everybody thinks Sacred Heart, all the winning streak on in-state schools, they showed a lot of grit today because you had to do it a little bit differently, didn't you?
We did, and you know, they took away Reagan and they tried to take away Z, and you know, it has to be something. You know, that they're winning when you're supposed to, you know, and that's hard because the only thing you can do is lose, you know. And I think that you know, they just really just handled themselves with a lot of poise. And, you know, Z, like I said at a timeout, like, you know, they weren't guarding Claire Russell. And Z's like, shoot the ball, Claire. Like we have confidence in you. And, you know, she doesn't say a lot of words, but when she says, they really mean a lot.
We've seen a lot of great performances over the years on this. Have we seen anything like what we saw out of Claire Johnson earlier today and Mickey Buchanan, the high-potent offensive players?
Oh, definitely a dynamic duo. You know, we didn't get to watch a lot of it live because we were back in the locker room doing film on Cooper. So we took the afternoon after we played and went in and watched them. And, you know, they definitely take the majority of their shots, and we're going to do our best not to let them loose.
That you know of Claire Johnson and her ability to kind of dictate pace for her team. What about that maybe stood out to you?
I mean, you know, she's definitely a Miss Basketball candidate. You know, she can get in the paint and score. She can step out and hit the three. But I think her overall leadership and her composure that she shows when she plays, you know, she looks like she has a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And I love that about her.
And finally, coaches, her one element in this game, maybe something that McCracken County does well, or something you feel like you've got to do better in order to get four in a row?
I mean, I think that we've got to handle their zone defense, you know, maybe get the ball inside a little more with some good passes, and we got to pass out of the post. And I look for somebody else to have a good night tonight, so we'll see who it is.
Coach, as always, thank you for your availability and accessibility during this week. I know the challenges all you coaches have, but good luck and continue to be the great ambassador. We know you will be for the state.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, we look forward to tonight. I'm going to be crying either way.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
That's Coach Donna Moyer, head coach for the Sacred Heart Academy Valkyries. We're just inside of 15 and a half minutes for this championship game. It should be a special. It's a rematch from a year ago, where it was Sacred Heart being able to beat this McCracken County program for their third in a row. They're looking for four and to do something that nobody else has done before them. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we return, Dan and I'll get you set for this championship matchup. It's the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save a Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
For the two head coaches, Ivan, they seem calm, focused, you know, very, very insightful. I mean, it's always nice when you hear from coaches before a game and you feel like, hey, they're just telling us really what they think. I mean, there's nothing that seems like, hey, well, this is what I should say, or it's really what they're feeling.
Some coaches in these moments, and heck, I even see it in regular season, they're so pensive and they feel like they're giving away trade secrets if they say, you know, folks, if they don't have somebody listening in to what we're saying on the radio to go back and tell the other team or anything like that. No spy gates or anything like that. But and having interviewed the two, these two. Combatants in this matchup tonight, they understand it's still a ball game. They're happy for their kids. You know, they're happy to be a part of this. And either way, they know that these kids have been successful and probably will be successful in the future because of these experiences. And I tell people, if you've ever been involved in sports or any kind of team type of endeavors, it's the journey. You know, it really is. Yeah, we all want to win. Don't get me wrong. If you're in a competitive venue or venture, you want to be win. You want to be known as you know, the most successful or this, that, and the other. It's about the journey, and you could tell that. You could feel that in talking to them and being around them and things of that nature. But at the same time, they just want to enjoy it. They really do. You know, these coaches get second and third and fourth and fifth guess all the time on decisions they make in games, in seasons, and what have you. But they understand it, and they take it on, and they continue to do it. And that's what I love about the profession. That's what I love about the camaraderie you get in team. And they embody that. And if you've ever done it, you know what I'm talking about.
Hey, we're going to provide you with all of the pregame. It's not necessarily perfect for radio, but we've always felt like, you know, we're here. It's not a long segment. They'll introduce all the players, some other people from the schools. And we'll just kind of let you feel the excitement. And there is, you know, there's not a huge crowd on hand, although there's a nice crowd. But there is certainly a real sense of excitement about this game and about these two teams and the way we have gotten here. So we're going to let you take part in all of that. We're going to be back. Much more to come on our pregame show. We'll return after we step out for 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
How do we get into this championship game? Well, McCracken County came into the tournament at 29-5. They beat Russell very easily in the opening game, 50-33, a Russell team that the game was very close, and then foul trouble for Russell, and that ended up being the problem for them. And then in the round two, Bowling Green gave this McCracken County team a good battle, 47-41. And then earlier today, McCracken County, they lit it up, 74-57 over Butler, and in putting 74 points on the board. Claire Johnson had 39, Mickey Buchanan had 25. It was quite a performance by the McCracken County Mustangs. Down in the lower bracket, Sacred Heart able to overcome an early deficit. They trailed Clark County by 9 points, but held Clark County scoreless in the second quarter. Got rolling, ended up with a 12-point win over the Cardinals. They came in 27-7. They beat the Cardinals 57-46. Then took down a powerful Bethlehem team easily, 71-47. And earlier today, beat Cooper 58-50 to get here. So Sacred Heart comes in with a record of 30-7. McCracken County 32-5 entering this game. We'll be back after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance, a Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See McGarmy Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Earlier today, Sacred Heart had Claire Russell and Reagan Bender and Zakiah Johnson all play 32 minutes. Angelina Paleo was in some foul trouble, played 25, and Tony Jordan played 24. Now, Jordan, I'm watching her a little bit, Ivan. I think she's favoring that ankle a little bit.
Well, and she still did in the game, obviously, and, you know, whenever you get off of it for a while, it's kind of hard, especially on the same day, to get it going with or without treatment. And so, yeah, she may not be at 100%. And, you know, you got to see what kind of serviceable minutes you get. She is a key piece in all this, because without her on the floor, then it requires then Zakiah Johnson to handle the ball a lot more out front and get them in the offense. When you've got Tootie Jordan out there and she's able to be, you know, any semblance of her 100% health self, then it allows Johnson to do other things, and you can move her around. It's the benefit to McCracken County, though, if she can't go as much or as long as that I know Coach Donald Moyer is hoping.
Jordan had 17 points earlier today. The freshman hadn't been a huge scorer, but she has scored well this season. But that was a big output for her, and got those 17 in just 24 minutes of action. Sacred Heart that had the huge night last night in terms of assists for field goals. They had 18 field goals today and 8 assists, and 4 of those assists belonged to Zakiya Johnson. That's how they got the victory again. Slow start. Cooper led 5-0 and then didn't score again in the first quarter, trailed 9-5. And Sacred Heart able to go on and get a lead of 9 points at halftime, and then they just kind of maintained that the rest of the way as Cooper got within 4 points a couple of times and could get no closer than that. Again, huge game for McCracken County's players, Claire Johnson and Mickey Buchanan. But the other thing is that their support players, Ivan, just they do what they need to do.
If it's just get one rebound, if it's just advance the ball forward against a press defense, whatever it is, if you can do your small part and not make mistakes or errors that are going to cost your team, that's all you can do as a utility player or a support element to the Stars in this situation, because they will be the ones ultimately that will decide this game.
Teams are headed to their benches right now as we get ready to begin the preliminary ceremonies here. Don't forget, our coverage of this Girls Sweet 16 has been brought to you by a lot of terrific businesses and headlined by the Family Wealth Group. It's where Kentucky retires, and if you're thinking about retirement, why don't you contact the Family Wealth Group and find out all the things that they can do for you. Again, the crowd tonight, the biggest difference in what we have here at the girls' state tournament versus the boys' Sweet 16 next week, really, the crowds will be much larger next week, and the end zones will be filled up. Whereas here, the regular fans for these schools beyond the bands are pretty much in the seats behind us and across the way from us. So the Adair County Choral Group is coming out. They're going to be singing the national anthem tonight. And we're also going to have a rendition of My Old Kentucky Home.
We ask that you please rise for the playing of a video rendition of My Old Kentucky Home as sung by the Covington Catholic Choir, and then remain standing and please remove your hats for the singing of our national anthem by the Adair County High School Choir under the direction of Kaylee Foster.
The sun shines bright in my old Kentucky home. 'Tis summer, the people are gay. The corn tops ripe and the meadows in the bloom, while the birds make music all the day. The young folks roll on the little cabin floor, all merry, all happy, and bright. By my hard times comes a knocking at the door, then my old Kentucky home, good night. Oh, weep no more, my lady. Oh, weep no more today. We will sing one song for my old Kentucky home, for my old Kentucky home, far away.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proud broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare.
Thank you.
And we'll pause for a moment here as the Adair County Choir leaves the playing floor. Teams are right now lined up along their benches. It's McCracken County that'll be our home team tonight. They're wearing white uniforms, a kind of a deep red, almost maroon numeral trimmed with silver. And Sacred Heart, they're in their red uniforms tonight. Down the way, they have been in the lower bracket. We've seen them in white uniforms up until now. And I don't want to mention something because this is a game. Well, let's go back to our public address announcer.
It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility.
Teams are moving out right now with their cheerleaders and other support personnel that will get introduced here tonight, right before the game. And I was going to mention that earlier today against Butler, McCracken County outscored Butler 44-15 in the first and fourth quarters. Butler outscored McCracken County 42-30 in the middle two quarters. That game looked like it was kind of a blowout at the end, but it really wasn't quite that.
It was very competitive during the middle portions of that ball game, for sure.
Here we go with the introductions from our public address announcer.
You got you pumping up, don't you know, pump it up. You got you pumping up, don't you know, pump it up. You got you pumped it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got you pumped it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got you pumped it up, don't you know, pump it up.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's showtime! Good evening and welcome to Rupp Arena! For the championship game of the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament! Introducing the squads who will battle for the championship trophy and the banner above to claim the ultimate prize as a champion of Kentucky High School Girls Basketball. Tonight's championship game features the champions from Region 7. With a record of 30-7, the Valkyries from Sacred Heart.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up.
Against the champions from Region 1, with a record of 32-5, the Lady Mustangs from McCracken County.
You got to pump it up, don't you know, pump it up. You got to pump it up.
First, let's welcome the visitors, the Sacred Heart Valkyries. Representing the school administration, Dr. Karen McNay, president. Dr. Tim Adams, principal. And the remaining support staff. Welcome the Sacred Heart Cheer Squad and Alan Hernandez, their head coach. The assistant coaches, Crystal Riley, Matthew Carson, Amy Siegel, Presley Brown, David Green, and Bob Tonini. So players, number 10, Addison Kincaid. Number 13, Aaliyah Holbrook. Number 20, Gabby DeCamillis. Number 23, Caroline Osteen. Number 24, Emily Howe. Number 32, Morgan Fry. Number 33, Chad Cummings. And number 34, Abigail Wolf. And now, let's welcome the home team, the McCracken County Lady Mustangs. representing school administration, Josh Hunt, superintendent, Melody Jarvis, interim principal, Gino Miller, athletic director, and the remaining support staff. Welcome to the McCracken County Cheer Squad and their head coach, Taylor Smith. The assistant coaches, Chris Gregory, John Howard, Lexi Rudy, and Rod Thomas. And now let's meet the players. Number 5, Megan Swinford. Number 10, Abby Casimir. Number 13, Sarah Kate Hauser. Number 20, Ariana Bryson. Number 21, Janae Reed. Number 22, Lazaria Boland. Number 24, Brooklyn Preston. Number 25, Lily Hamilton. Number 30, Ashley Word. And number 32, Ella Shelburne. And now, for your starting lineup, presented by Clark's Puppet Shop. For Sacred Heart, at a guard, number 0, Tootie Jordan. For McCracken County, at a guard, number 4, Claire Johnson. For Sacred Heart, at a forward, number 11, Lakaya Judson. For McCracken County, at a guard, number 11, Jaden Skaggs. For Sacred Heart, at a forward, number 12, Claire Russell. For McCracken County, at center, number 12, Reagan Hill. For Sacred Heart, at a forward, number 21, Reagan Bender. For McCracken County, at a guard, number 15, Ava Hughes. And for Sacred Heart, at a forward, number 22, Angelia Palayo. And for McCracken County, at a forward, number 33, Mickey Buchanan. For Sacred Heart, the athletic director and head coach, Donna Moyer. For McCracken County, the head coach, Scott Sybil. Congratulations to both teams. And now, let's begin the greatest show in hoops.
There you have the introductions. Based on as the players came out, which you couldn't see, certainly without any question, Zakiya Johnson, she gets the award out of it, I think. She was... more demonstrative than any of them. But these girls, they're kind of reserved. They don't know what to do. What are you going to do? And she had a little dance worked up, and she was ready to go.
Definitely of the starters, it was definitely Zakiya Johnson. But Bolin, as far as the reserves for McCracken, she had her own little dance because when they first started playing the intro music, it was definitely Sacred Heart realized they've been here a lot. And so they were more comfortable, and they were really feeling it. Coach Scott Sybil's had to kind of tell his girl, enjoy it, you know. And then they did it a little bit, but that's not their personality. So, you know, are the personalities indicative of what we're going to see in the play here? We want a little bit more focus and maybe a little pensive to some degree. And then the other was playing with house money. They've done this, you know, 3 times in a row for the nucleus of this group. They're just enjoying the experience, and you want your team play hard and have fun, always. Regardless of the outcome, that's what you want. And I think we're going to get a really, really good, energetic start to this ball game.
We're located right behind the McCracken County bench. Here, and the teams are out, circled up. And
you'll know some of their base plays by the end of the night, Dan, as much as we've seen Scott Sibbles draw up plays and come up with different schemes throughout the games as we've seen these 4 days.
It'll be Sacred Heart moving from right to left on your dial to begin this game. And the tip is controlled by the Lady Mustangs, as able to get up there was Mickey Buchanan. Right side, Buchanan with it, drives in, challenges, gets her shot blocked by Polina, and coming out of there with it is Jordan. She races down, sends a cross-court pass to Bender and overthrows her. The save in by Bender, and we got players on the floor. It's finally picked up by Johnson. Here she goes. Zakai Johnson is going to meet player Johnson, who almost lost the ball, and now gives to Buchanan. They're going to say she palmed the ball.
So you see a little nerves here early, a couple of turnovers for McCracken County, one for Sacred Heart to start this game.
A little bit of early pressure coming from the Lady Mustangs down across the timeline. Paleo with it. Now Bender over in the right corner, dribbles out, met by Johnson. Deep in the corner, little Tony Jordan dribbles back out front, the freshman. Johnson, Paleo at the free throw line, back to Bender, didn't take the three. Moving quickly, and Buchanan came up with a steal. Jordan made a little soft pass down the corner. Buchanan able to pick it up, and they're racing in, going up off the glass, putting it in.
Great delay dribble there by Buchanan, which kind of paused the defense for a brief moment.
2-0, and quickly down the other end, beating the defense down, was Reagan Bender. Bender did score for a long time in the game earlier today, but she's got two early points here. 2-2, we're a minute and a half into the game. Cross-court pass by McCracken County to Hughes, the freshman. Now back on the other side to Buchanan. Johnson takes it, fires over Russell, shot off the mark, rebound to Kaya Johnson. Zakiya brings it down, kicks it right side to Bender. Now over on the left side, Jordan down to Russell on the baseline. Covered up down there. Jaden Skaggs on this side to us in the 2-3 zone. Bender, right corner, 8-3, good. But you just can't let Bender have good looks, Ivan.
No, you can't. And it's so tough because every time Paleo touches that ball, in the painted area, they're bringing two right now, and if she finds the open player, they're going to get a good look.
5-2, Johnson picked up on a screen by Jordan, gives it to Buchanan, who moves in and puts it up, and that call for traveling. So a couple of early turnovers by McCracken County. Sacred Heart with a 5-2 lead, and they get the ball back.
Already three early turnovers on McCracken County.
Here is Johnson across the timeline. Cross-court pass to Bender. Now skip pass under the basket, and Zakiya Johnson just goes up and kisses it in.
Got the back pick there. We've seen several teams use that this week, get that back pick away from the ball.
7-2. Here is Johnson dribbling with the ball. Claire goes all the way down the left side, stops, and she traveled.
And that's the size of Zakiya Johnson right there. Normally, Claire Johnson's able to, once she gets a half step on you, she can get to the rim and be creative in releasing it, but she didn't feel like she could that time.
5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Opening 3 minutes belong to Sacred Heart. 7-2, Bender right side, clears herself for a three. No good. It's going to sail out of bounds. Bender with a, she didn't just miss that one, Ivan.
Yeah.
I mean, that was... She shot that at some goal that has not been established yet. Here's Claire Johnson, hands it off. Coming across the timeline, the freshman with it, Hughes. And now Buchanan, top of the key, wants to drive on Russell. Spins, weaves, goes up and kisses it off the glass.
What a great move by Buchanan. So great footwork there.
In a hurry, Bender gets it down quickly. And then a cross-court pass to Johnson for a three. That is no good. The rebound Claire Johnson gets it, wants to run. Claire going to get ahead of everybody, lays it up, and it rolls in.
Great job by Reagan Hill, tapping the ball, and now Johnson with another steal. We've seen this earlier today. She made a basket, immediately acted like she was going to go down the floor defensively, turned back and got the steal.
Claire Russell gets the first foul of the game. And going to the free throw line is Claire Johnson for two shots. Johnson's free throw rolls in, hit off the front of the iron, kicked to the backboard and fell in. We're tied at 7 apiece, so a 7-2 lead for Sacred Heart is gone. And now with another free throw, Johnson has 4, and the lead goes back to McCracken County.
When you see players make that play right there, Dan, you know they're a student of the game. They watch a lot of basketball.
Here's Russell. Bounces at Vendor, top of the key. Over to Johnson, Jordan. Russell goes down the baseline. Inside, Paleo turns, lays it up, no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it up and in.
Just strong. It's hard to displace somebody of that size when they go up with that first shot.
Back to the lead goes Sacred Heart, 9-8. The advantage. Now the ball's out of bounds, and it was touched last by McCracken County out front. Hughes was out there with Skaggs, and they just kind of misread one what the other was doing, and it went out of bounds. 3:40 to go, first quarter, 9-8. Sacred Heart to lead the ball. Russell on the left wing bounces to top of the key, and then right side Jordan launches a three that rattles out. The rebound is claimed by Skaggs. Here's Johnson running. Takes it right down the middle, goes all the way in, lays it up and in. Nobody can cut her off. And she's got 6. And it's 10-9. McCracken County back into the advantage. Here on the left wing is Bender. And now Russell takes it. She's out between the circles. Over to Jordan. High post to Paleo. Looks to Johnson deep in the right corner. McCracken County covers her up with Buchanan. And they get it back out to Jordan to reset the offense. Jordan over to Bender. High post. And now driving for the basket is going to be a layup by Zakiya Johnson and a foul. Chance at a three-point play.
And you can see the difference there from when Paleo catches the ball at the high post versus Zakiya Johnson. Paleo's not going to make that move after the ball fake, and Johnson can.
The basket by Johnson gives the lead back to Sacred Heart at 11-10, and now we get a timeout before the free throw is shot. We got one coming up, and we'll be back at Rupp Arena in 90 seconds.
I made a deal so sweet,
so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
We're making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
They've changed that foul from Buchanan to Skaggs. And it's on. And now the free throw missed by Johnson, rebounded by Buchanan. And Sacred Heart up 11-10. The ball belongs to McCracken County. Buchanan takes it out on the three-point line. Now dribbles back out further. Russell defending her. Buchanan kind of looks back to the bench and now hands it off. Claire Johnson, guarded by Jordan. Johnson looking for a screen. Gets it, a little give and go to Buchanan, knocked away from her, though. And coming up with the ball is Zakiya Johnson. Sacred Heart, long pass down the right side. Bender goes under, and she carried that ball. They didn't spot it and put up an in by Paleo, so it's 13-10.
Yeah, and that was to the dismay of the maroon clad fans in the stands.
Here's Claire Johnson out front, and she is blocked and fouled by Paleo. Paleo's first, team foul number two in this opening quarter against Sacred Heart. Minute 57 to go. Valkyries with a three-point lead. Kraken County has the ball. Claire Johnson was back, got a word from Coach Scott Sibbles, and now Buchanan takes it high post, turns, dribbles, right side, forces it up, and it doesn't go, but a foul on Russell.
Yeah, Russell came down. You know, Buchanan's a little bigger than Russell right there. When Buchanan decided to make her move, Russell hadn't moved her feet and got caught.
Russell has picked up her second foul. With a minute 49 to go in this first quarter, Buchanan at the line for two shots and puts it up and in. And now for McCracken County coming into the game, Lazaria Bolin, a 5'6 freshman, and will replace Jaden Skaggs as Buchanan tries to get her 6 point. Puts it up and in. Cuts the Sacred Heart lead 2-1 at 13-12. And here's Jordan and Russell in backcourt against the full court pressure. Bolin is the front player on the defense now. Bender has it on the offensive end. They float it to a high post to Johnson, and now dribbling back out. They give it back to Jordan, and they try to go inside, knocked away by Hill. Bolin comes up with it, so turnover created. Minute 20 seconds left in the first quarter. Chance for McCracken County to retake the lead. Buchanan drives in, gets by everybody, but missed the shot. Great move, just didn't finish, and Russell with the rebound. Jordan brings it down, crosses it over. Johnson drives through the lane, goes up over Hill, banked it in.
Her ability, we saw that shot in the game earlier this morning, Dan, where she goes down the lane, and this ability to control her body once she gets in that traffic.
54 seconds left. Opening period here in this state championship game. Claire Johnson over the left wing, Russell guarding her right now, and she fires a shot up there and left it short. Rebound taken. Johnson leads it down to Bender, who goes for the basket and puts it up and missed it. And the rebound is claimed by Hill, taken away by Paleo, puts it up no good. Rebound by Claire Johnson. Here she goes. Johnson's going to run it right down the middle, angles to the left, angles back in the lane, had it knocked away, picks it up, puts it up no good. And rebounded back up and in by Bolin.
They stayed with it, did the Lady Mustangs of McCracken County to get that putback.
15-14, 12 seconds to go here in the quarter. Possession arrow rests with Sacred Heart. They kick it down low to Paleo, and we get a whistle and a foul. And that's going to be on Claire Johnson. So Johnson picks up her first foul. It's a non-shooting foul. We have 5.3 seconds to go, and checking into the Sacred Heart lineup is Emmy Lee Howe, 5'9 senior, coming in for Russell. And they look, the entry pass to Bender. Bender forces up a shot that bounces off, rebounded by Buchanan, and the first quarter comes to an end. Sacred Heart owns the lead, a one-point advantage of 15-14, and we'll be back. Second quarter on the way in 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children, 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Crackin County has made 5 of 9 shots in the first quarter from the field. Sacred Heart 7 of 14. McCracken County missed both of their threes. Sacred Heart 1 of 5. And Sacred Heart missed the free throw. McCracken County was 4 out of 4. On the glass, the advantage goes to McCracken County 8 to 4. They've not had an assist so far. 5 assists on the 7 field goals for Sacred Heart. That's where we stand as we enter this second quarter. Russell with 2 fouls is going to stay on the bench. Emmy Lee Howe, a 5'9 senior, in replacing her. Sacred Heart with the ball. They're right to left on your dial here in this first half of play. Bender. They try to go in low, and Paleo falls down, actually. Wanted to go into her. Johnson is over on that right side. Wants the ball. They come left side to Bender. Down the baseline to Howe. They try to go into Paleo. Knocked away. Taken away. Claire Johnson's got it. Claire's going to go into the lane. Kicks it out. There is a shot put up that is no good by Hughes. Gets her own rebound. Hands it back. And there's a foul on Bender out front. The freshman with great concentration. Yeah. I mean, she got that shot blocked, but she didn't, you know, lose sight of what was going on in the game and able to get the rebound back.
Yeah, she's really grown up this week, no doubt.
First foul of the second quarter. First foul on Bender against Sacred Heart. Johnson against Johnson. Claire dribbles right. Try to use the screen by Hill. Now Claire Johnson in some trouble. Coming to help her out with Skaggs. Claire Johnson on the dribble. Goes right. Whips a pass down the left baseline to Hill. Hill back to Claire Johnson. Fires a three in and out. Top of the key. Paleo the rebound. Out of pass. Zachariah Johnson goes in. Spins. Weaves. Lays it up and in. What a move.
Zakiya had a great move right there again. Just her balance, her agility with the feet. That's next level.
She's got 8 points. 8 of her team, 17. They lead it by 3. Claire Johnson almost has it taken away, does. But now it's restolen by Hill and a foul on Paleo, and that will be on Paleo, her second. Wrong place, wrong time.
Just glad that Hill's okay the way that Paleo ran into her lower body there.
Johnson killed that dribble and then lost the ball, and looked like Zakiya Johnson was going to come up with a steal. Instead, Paleo gets her second foul.
Prime opportunity here for McCracken to make something happen with the rim defender and Claire Russell, the really all-world defender herself, out of the game.
Yeah, Morgan Fry has checked in for Sacred Heart. Claire Johnson, guarded by Jordan. Claire wants to take her, spins, weaves, goes up and missed the shot, but a foul, and that's going to be on Amira Jordan. They call her Tootie, and that's her first foul, team foul number 3 in the second quarter against the Valkyries of Sacred Heart. We still got 6:23 to go.
Anytime Johnson's hit somebody smaller on her this week, she's always taking advantage of it.
Puts the free throw up and in. She has 7 points here in this first half. Spins the ball around. Fires it up and good. 8 for her. 17-16. Bracken County down by 1. Sacred Heart brings the ball up with Cootie Jordan. Inside they go to Fry. Down low to Johnson. Great pass. She laid it in and got fouled.
It's going to be on Skaggs, I believe.
That'll be her second.
I'm going to say, with Paleo out of the game now, you're really going to need Zakiya Johnson and Reagan Bender really to, you know, step up their offensive game now for Sacred Heart.
Boland coming in to replace Jaden Skaggs, a senior. Here's Johnson trying to complete the three-point play. Missed it. Bender the rebound. Back up, no good. Battle for it. Out it comes. Hughes gets it. Hughes to Claire Johnson. One-on-one. Little jump, stop, step. And we get a foul that's going to be a common foul that will go against Sacred Heart's Emily Howe. And that'll be her first, but the fourth foul. Everything in the last 6:05, every foul against Sacred Heart, unless it's a player controlled, is going to be two shots for McCracken County. Entry pass on the baseline to Hill. Bender's got her well covered down there, knocks it away and out of bounds. McCracken County will play it again. And now coming in for Sacred Heart, Addison Kincaid, a 6'3 junior, comes in to replace Emmy Lee Howe.
That's a sizable player you're bringing in for Coach Donna Moyer and Sacred Heart. To guard Buchanan.
Here's Claire Johnson. Now, Zakiya Johnson is defending the freshman out front. They take it away from her. Going down and then racing to get a back tap to save a layup for the McCracken County squad. An excellent defensive play made by Lazaria Boland, and the ball will be inbounded down the baseline by Sacred Heart.
Hughes just can't get the ball back to Claire Johnson there.
Inside. They fan it out to Bender. Zakiya Johnson got it in, and now Zakiya loses it between the legs. We get a tie-up.
It'll be McCracken's ball.
And jumping right on Zakiya Johnson to tie up was freshman Ava Hughes. That's a foul, Ivan, in my book.
Yeah.
Again, they just do not call it. If you're down the floor and you got the ball,
you can't jump on the person.
I can do everything but hog tie you and to get a tie up. Here's Claire Johnson, picked up by Jordan. Claire drives through, goes under, trying to flip a shot of it. It was blocked in there. Racing down Bender. Bender will stop and go, goes for the bucket, missed the driving layup. Rebound, picked up, out Claire Johnson. Johnson's going to drive left side, but doesn't have the numbers. Zakiya Johnson picked her up, and she'll set the offense. 19-16, the lead for Sacred Heart. And we've got 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Going for the basket, Claire Johnson got under and got her shot blocked, but it'll be a foul on Addison Kincaid. And two shots are coming for Claire Johnson. McCracken County keeping this thing close by making free throws. And the free throw rolls over there. That just crawled over the front rim that time.
What a smart play by Johnson again. You know, it all started out front when Bender was on her, and then they got the high pick, and then she saw she had a chance to get to the rim without Zakiya Johnson being there.
She has made 6 of 6 free throws now. Has 10 points in the first half. One-point game, 19-18. 5:01 left in the first half, and timeout on the floor. We'll be back here at Rupp Arena, and the girls' state championship game coming up in 1 minute.
What's the most important thing when you go to wash your car? Is it a place that has an automatic car wash? You'll find a touch-free automatic car wash at Mike's on East Main Street in Mount Sterling. Maybe you want lots of suds and high water pressure at a low price, or high-powered vacuum cleaners, or plenty of bays so you don't have to wait. You'll find all that when you go to Mike's Car Wash in Mount Sterling. Quick, convenient, inexpensive, and you drive away with a beautifully clean car. Better make a stop at Mike's today.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
.501 left to play here in the first half of action. Sacred Heart with a one-point lead, and the Valkyries have the ball as we come back to play. 10 points for Zakiya Johnson to lead Sacred Heart. 10 points for Claire Johnson to lead McCracken County.
Foul situation has been a part of this equation so far with Claire Russell and Angelina Paleo with Sacred Heart both with two apiece.
Here is Bender, left of the key, top of the key into the game. Morgan Frye now. Frye drops down low. Johnson is sitting in the middle of the zone defense. They get it to her. Hands it over, and Jordan, a shot good from the free throw line. First points for Tootie Jordan.
And that's the first time when she's backing up her leg. She was favoring that ankle a little bit. Don't know if she's re-aggravated it.
21-18. Claire Johnson right side goes in the lane, kicks it to Buchanan. Buchanan makes a little move, forces it up, and it almost went in, but didn't. That shot that she makes, and then Bender walked. Bender was about to run over top of Hughes, so as she spun to head up court, and Hughes surprised her, didn't want the run over top of her, and she ended up walking, and the ball goes right back to McCracken County. Yeah, 4:16 to play to half.
Didn't realize the freshman was right there when she turned around.
Here's the entry pass is knocked away and out of bounds. It'll stay with McCracken County down the baseline. A little trouble getting it in. Yeah, Hughes, they list her at 5'6", an eighth grader. I think I called her a freshman. She's only an eighth grader, but really plays the game with a lot of intelligence. Here's the entry pass and taken away, but a foul. Oh, wow.
As Kincaid stepped in there and then collided with Hill.
Hill gets her first foul. First foul of the second quarter against McCracken. Second foul, I'm sorry, of the second quarter against McCracken County. 4:10 to play in the half. Sacred Heart, a three-point lead in the ball. Bender, right elbow. Zakiya Johnson is down the baseline. Jordan has it tipped away, and Boland goes for it, gets it. Boland goes for the basket, lays it up, and in.
It's the second time we've seen a play like that this week.
That's a huge play right there, 21-20. Gets the cracking crowded crowd into it in a big way. Bender threw it away. Kraft kind of down on the sideline. Here's Claire Johnson, brings it across the timeline. Bender matches her. Claire Johnson, a great job of always keeping the dribble, too. She doesn't give it up easily. She's got it, drives down the lane, flips it up, no good, gets in the rebound. Zakiya Johnson, who got away throwing an elbow there in heavy traffic. She comes down herself. Coach Scott Civil's motioning to the official like that. Zakiya Johnson, left wing, drives through the lane, forces a little pass down, and Morgan Frye lays it in.
Yeah, it looks like Zakiya Johnson, she's reaching up around her face like she got hit too. So I don't know if that was what happened in that exchange back there or not.
2:52 left here in the first half of play. Pass goes into Buchanan, who turns and kisses it off the glass. Good. They needed to get her back involved. She's got eight. 23-22. Down to Zakiya Johnson on the left wing. Back out to Jordan. Tony Jordan, you hear the McCracken County fans down low, and the shot rolled in off the right baseline by Addison Kincaid, the 6'3 junior.
She's in a
made
big,
a nice finish, 25-22.
In a big role, too, right now with Paleo out of the game, finishing at the basket.
2:15 to go in the half. Claire Johnson dribbles left, picked up by Addison Kincaid, who's guarding her right now. And going for the basket, laying it up and in, and drawing the foul. Boy, what a play by Claire Johnson.
She was not going to give that ball up once she realized Kincaid was on her. She set that up nicely.
And we get a timeout on the floor. Sacred Heart 25, McCracken County 24. A chance to tie it with Claire Johnson at the free throw line when we return 90 seconds from now on the Gateway Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
If you're out of work or stuck in a job that's not going anywhere, Maysville Community and Technical College has great news. Right now, there are thousands of good Kentucky jobs that lead to a better life just waiting to be filled. And with the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, you can get free tuition for select programs in healthcare, advanced manufacturing, and more at Maysville Community and Technical College. That's 100% free tuition for classes that can prepare you to land a great job in as little as 13 weeks. Get started at WorkReadyKentucky.com.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Claire Johnson at the free throw line trying to tie this game, and she does. 13 points in the first half for Johnson.
She's really shown how special she is these last two games for sure.
25 apiece. Clock at 1:55 left to play here in the first half. Morgan Fry out on the beyond the three-point line. And we get a whistle and a foul that's going to go against Hill. They call a foul on Hill for overguarding against Zakiya Johnson. Hill gets her second foul. Jordan's going to come back in replacing Fry. And now also coming in for McCracken County will be Megan Swinford. Didn't get in there in time. Here is Zakiya Johnson. Has it knocked away by Buchanan. Loose ball. And we get a jump ball. Possession arrow will keep it with McCracken County. In essence, a turnover there. And Hill got smacked in the face as she was coming out of the game by her teammate.
That's Winford.
Here's Russell to get it in underneath. Looks low, gets it in. Johnson tried to get a shot up there. We get a foul.
Buchanan this time. Johnson went down like she's getting beat up. They're being physical with her, no doubt.
Buchanan gets her first foul. Two shots are awarded. Zakiya Johnson has 10 points in the game, but has missed both of her free throw attempts. 6 foot junior, one of the top five players in the nation by most accounts, and she misses another free throw. Morgan Fry is going to come in for Russell with a minute 40 to play in the half and to avoid her third foul potentially. And the free throw is up and no good again. The rebound, and that'll be a foul on Zakiya Johnson as Claire Johnson stepped in the lane in front of her, and Zakiya picks up her first foul. We'll walk to the other end. And now Claire Johnson with a chance to put her team ahead. 7 of 7 from the free throw line in this first half for Claire Johnson. She has 13 points and knocks another one down. And she has put McCracken County into the lead. They haven't had the lead since it was 10-9. 1:39 to play in the half. Free throw no good. She missed one. Rebound claimed by Addison Kincaid. Here is Trudy Jordan out well beyond the three-point line. The Morgan Fry. Zakiya Johnson is in the middle of the zone, and she takes it right now at the free throw line. Backs away. Sends it over, and now down to Bender, a three out of the left corner, good.
Well, they moved that ball quick. It got to the wing to Jordan, and she immediately threw it to the left corner for Bender.
28-26. Claire Johnson will cross the timeline. We got a minute left in the half. Here is Buchanan going for the bucket, stops, goes up, 12-footer, good.
Smart call by Coach Civils to get that ball to Buchanan with Kincaid guarding.
Tied at 28 apiece. Jordan, Johnson, back to Jordan, down to Kincaid on the left baseline, goes in and puts it in off the glass.
Didn't expect that.
Addison Kincaid, really nice move.
Yeah, surprise drive down the baseline right there.
She has 4 points off of the Sacred Heart bench. Ball knocked away. Claire Johnson gets it, hands it to Buchanan. Buchanan moves in, fires a three that's well off the mark, and it goes out of bounds.
Yeah, off the dribble. That's probably not her shot. That was a tough shot in between the three-point line and the free throw area.
McCracken County has the possession arrow to get the ball to begin the second half unless we have a late tie-up, but Sacred Heart with the lead and a chance to get the last shot and add to this 30-28 advantage. Kincaid down in the corner. Fans hit back out. Bender, they cover her inside. Zakiya Johnson goes up and just pounds it in. What strength she has. And that'll be the end of the first half. Boy, there's a long shot beyond midcourt. Looked from here like it might get close, but didn't. 32-28. The score, the lead for Sacred Heart here at halftime. They've led most of this first half, but have never had much of a lead. Tried to take advantage of foul trouble for Sacred Heart was McCracken County, and they were unable to do that. A lot to go at halftime. Do not go away. We'll return with all the scoring and stats, and we're going to take a look at next week's Boys Sweet 16. It'll be right here at Rupp. That's when we return to Rupp Arena in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Don't miss out on a great deal. I'm Bo Queen. Come and see me at Dutchess Chevrolet Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Honey, the toilet won't flush.
Yes, dear.
And the kitchen faucet is dripping.
I'll get it fixed.
And the flowers need water. Any way we could get an outside faucet?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's it! Wilkeith Plumbing. His commercials say, where there's a will, there's a way. And I remember his number, 398-0220. You're a genius.
Thank you, dear.
Call Wilkeith for all of your plumbing needs at 398-0220.
Those in attendance are receiving a commemorative...
We're back here. They are honoring the 1999 state championship team from Lexington Catholic from 25 years ago. And a moment ago, gave a special award to a young lady from Nicholas County, Katie Schweitzer, who had to have a leg amputated when she was very young, and plays the game simply remarkably. I mean, I couldn't believe it when we got a chance to watch her play, and it's quite incredible that she plays the game at the level she does. In fact, people say sometimes they go out and watch, and it's a while before they realize, wait a second, she's playing on a prosthetic leg, and great to see her receive a special award tonight. Blavin, here at halftime.
Let me see if I can go get her.
Yeah, why don't you just take the wireless microphone over there. Katie Schweitzer, and I think it's Schweitzer and not Switzer, and we'll see if we can visit with her a little bit here at halftime. While Ivan is moving that direction, Sacred Heart leads 32-28. The individual scoring from that first half of play. The point totals are like this. Zakiah Johnson with a dozen, 8 for Bender, 4 for Kincaid off the bench, 2 for Jordan, 2 for Fry, and also Paleo with 4 points in the first half. And for McCracken County, Claire Johnson with 14, Mickey Buchanan with 10, 4 points for Bowen off the bench for their total of 28. And Ivan is just about in position right now, and he's gotten Katie Schweitzer from over at Nicholas County. Let's go to Ivan right now.
Thanks, Dan. Here with Katie Schweitzer of Nicholas County. And Katie, we all know about your story, and obviously those of us in the 10th region have gotten to see you play and how hard you play. Talk about what this award means to you and getting this recognition for doing what comes naturally to you as a competitor.
It honestly means the world to me because I know that it was from my peers, and to know that my peers think that way about me means the world.
The inspiration that you bring to others. I mean, has anyone ever come to you and say, hey, how inspiring you are? And how does that make you feel, knowing that you're role models for people that are your peers and maybe even young people in the area?
It honestly makes me feel amazing because that has happened to me multiple times. And it just makes me feel like being myself is enough for this world. So, yeah.
Have you ever felt different? Just talk about that growing up and you know, knowing the challenges that you had early on that maybe were different from other, what we quote-unquote call normal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I've definitely felt like I wasn't, like, in the right place at the right time. Sometimes I felt like I was just, like, different from everyone else. But as I grown up, I realized that that's good that I'm different and that I am an inspiration because I am different. And so I feel like the way that I've moved past that is realizing that who I am is enough and who I am can inspire others.
Talk about the support element you have there at Nicholas County and in the school system, your friends and maybe a family in the area.
Oh, no, the support is great. Like, my friends will come up to me and be like, someone will make something about, you know, oh my gosh, you have a prosthetic, I think that's so cool. My friends are like, oh my gosh, I forget you have a prosthetic, because, you know, they know me so well and they don't see me as just that. And the support around it is amazing. Like, they don't judge me for it and they don't, like, give me, like, be like, oh my gosh, are you okay? They're just treating me like anyone else, just like how I want to be. But they also know that I am an inspiration, and so they continuously uplift me, which is important too.
What's it like playing for Coach Letcher? What was that experience been like?
No, I love Coach Letcher. I mean, I played for him for 6 years, and let me tell you, he tells you how it is, and that's exactly what a coach needs to do.
What about your future? What future plans and goals and aspirations do you have?
Well, I plan to attend Western Kentucky University, and that is an hour away from where I get my prosthetics. So I plan an internship at ABR, and then after that, I plan to go to Baylor School of Medicine to get my orthotics and prosthetics degree to become a prosthetist.
Well, that's awesome. And Katie, thanks for taking time out to talk to us. Congratulations on your recognition, and continue to do great things. We know you will.
All right, thank you so much.
All right, that's Katie Schweitzer, Dan, and just an awesome young lady. We'll take a 90-second timeout, and we return. More here from championship night here at the Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 Tournament. We're at halftime where it is Sacred Heart with a 32-28 lead. We'll return with more halftime stats, news, and notes right here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
This is Dr. Brandy Fouch with Mount Sterling Pediatrics, your hometown pediatric specialist. Serving the area since 2009, we are proud to be a part of this wonderful community. Our mission is to provide exceptional comprehensive care to infants, children, and adolescents in a family-centered environment. We serve patients from 0 to 21 years of age, offer same-day sick appointments, short wait times, and separated well and sick waiting rooms. Stop in and visit our practice. We'd love to meet you. Mount Sterling Pediatrics, 401 Commerce Circle.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
.32-28 lead here at halftime for Sacred Heart over McCracken County. We took a look at the scoring. We'll look at some of the other stats here in just a minute. I want to mention that the boys' Sweet 16 will begin on Wednesday of this coming week right here at Rupp Arena. Starting off with Magoffin County and Perry County Central, and there's a great mountain battle. And you think those people in Magoffin County aren't excited about being here at Rupp Arena, the state tournament. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the crowd that they bring and the excitement that they generate. But there are people who are talking and saying that it's going to be like an old-time state tournament coming up next week because of the teams that are here.
And the coaches and that like a nephew uncle type of relationship, I think. Because,
right.
Yeah, I think between Coach Castle and so that adds another level or layer to that story. But anytime a community can come here, especially when it's your first time, we know what it was like for Montgomery County back in '95 when they made their first appearance here. It was euphoric in the community. I can only imagine what that's like there in Magoffin.
Spencer County is going to be here.
Yeah.
Boy, those people will be excited. Great Crossing, of course, is one of the big favorites to maybe win it all next week. And they'll come from over at Scott County. Think they might bring a few people? I would imagine they will. Ashland Blazers are going to play Lyon County in the opening round. That's far west to far east. And Travis Perry, a player that everybody expects to win the Mr. Basketball Award. He's the all-time leading scorer in Kentucky basketball and for the boys. And then you've got Adair County, a newcomer to the Sweet 16. They're going to play Marshall County, which hadn't been here in a while. Again, a lot of excitement from those fans. Harlan County and Warren Central. And Warren Central coming off of the great year last year. You've got Campbell County and Newport, a matchup in the first round, 9-10, and you think that Northern Kentucky battle won't be a dandy?
Oh, it would be a dandy. Campbell County, a very fundamentally sound team, and of course Newport, boy, they are a team that could be a sleeper pick, if you will, that could probably win that whole thing.
Pulaski County and Louisville Trinity. Trinity is back, and then you've got Evangel Christian coming in here, and Coach Miller, what a guy. I mean, of all the coaches around Kentucky, I don't know of anybody that's quite like him, and he's got his club coming in here. What a background of experience he has. And they're going to play Butler County. In the yes, folks, I did say Butler County. I did say Adair County. I did say Spencer County. I did say Magoffin County. All those teams are going to be here in the Sweet 16 next week. Boy, I tell you, a lady that's been really working hard throughout the week and always is working hard is Leanne Clark, and she's with us right now. Leanne, how are you?
I'm dandy. How are you?
You're dandy.
I am.
Hey. Yeah.
It's a good game. It's awesome.
You like good games, don't you? You like good games.
Oh, yeah.
You all... WL Stats was you got to be down at the women's SEC
yes.
tournament again, and
front row for all the fighting. It was good.
That's fun.
It was great.
It was great.
Yeah.
And who's going to be the next women's coach at Kentucky?
I have no idea.
Oh, surely you're hearing something in the pipeline.
No telling.
No telling. Yeah.
Great. I hope it's somebody good and.
Yeah.
Ready to get to work.
What's your thoughts on the renovations going on at Memorial?
I can't wait to see
what that's going
to
be like when you get in there next year. Yeah.
And I hope UK will want to host things there other than UK because it'll be a great place, I think, from what I've seen.
We better let you leave because they're going to start the game, and they can't play without you down there at the Thank You, Leanne. Leanne Clark with WL Stats. We'll start the second half when we come back in 1 minute on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
In the opening half of play, 10 turnovers on McCracken County, 9 on Sacred Heart. Points off turnovers, McCracken leads 6-4. Points in the paint, though, Sacred Heart 24-16, the advantage. And, folks out there, for everybody that's been listening, I hope as you, sometimes people do something else during halftime, hope you got to hear Katie Schweitzer as Ivan talked with her. What an inspiration from over at Nicholas County in receiving a special award tonight, a young lady with a prosthetic leg who plays the game quite remarkably. And here's Buchanan trying to drive inside, double team. Paleo reaches and ties her up, and the possession arrow will send it to Sacred Heart. So not a good first possession, and Coach Scott Sibbles in front of us just reared back in his chair, and a little bit of disgust for the coach right now. So it's a four-point lead. Here's Zakai Johnson, outside long pass over on the left to Bender, back right to Johnson, down to Russell. Now Johnson takes it on the right wing, looking into Paleo. Didn't have anything, so good job by McCracken County in the 2-3 zone of covering everybody up. Now Russell in Paleo turns, and we should have got another jump ball, and we did.
It was a great job defensively by McCracken County because it looked like Sacred Heart did an overload there into the short corner. And they were going to get a great opportunity, but when Paleo put that ball down, that allowed the defense to really get their hands in on that ball.
How about that? Each way on the first possession of the second half, we get an inside play, and we get a jump ball with good defensive effort. Here's Claire Johnson. Goes behind the screen, picked up by Paleo. Off the hill, her jump shot is no good. Claire Johnson goes against the rebound, moves outside, gives it up, gets it back. Now drives on the left side and threw it away. No, I thought she, yeah, she did it. It was not a good pass, and Hill couldn't come up with it. Zakai Johnson with it, down to Bender. Bender goes inside of Paleo. Paleo puts it up off the right baseline. Good. Rolled it over the rim.
Big play there by Paleo. Dan, they surprised me in this game so far, and it surprised me all week about McCracken County. Their ability to rebound against these teams when they don't look like they necessarily have an inside advantage.
34-28, six-point lead. Claire Johnson dribbling left. Oh, crosses over against Zakai. Goes in and missed the layup but got fouled. Wanted the three-point play chance.
Well, she really
and didn't get it. But she left Zakai Johnson standing.
It was so funny, too. If I had nothing to do with it, but Zakai Johnson wiped off the bottoms of her feet there as to say, yeah, I didn't have good traction. That's how she got by me. But, boy, she set her up good.
Claire Johnson knocks down the free throw.
The more you see her, you're like, okay, how is she going to Samford? Now you're starting to say, wait a minute, she may could have gone a little bit to a bigger D1 school with the way she's so creative with the ball in her hands.
The look test, I think, just a little bit thin and 34-30. They lob it inside, and Johnson got it, put it in.
Oh, now they're going to cut a foul, too. That was a great defensive read by Buchanan. She knew what was coming, but just couldn't stop it. Johnson was able to elevate up high over.
Buchanan gets her second personal foul. 14 points now for Zakai Johnson. She goes for 15. Claire Johnson has 16, but Sacred Heart with a free throw here can lead by 7, and she does put it in. She had missed 4 free throws in a row, but knocks that one down, 37-30. So McCracken County, they need to match. They need points right here. With 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. Claire Johnson outside. Knocked away by Zakiya, who comes up with a steal. Goes down, goes under, lays it up and in.
Used her body. She used her body to get that ball right there. You can't dribble right there in front of a big player sometimes and try to cross over in front of him.
39-30, and McCracken County is going to take a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. I want to remind you that our coverage of the Girls Sweet 16 has been brought to you in large part by the Family Wealth Group and a lot of great other people. And as we say, when you hear the folks who are bringing coverage of high school sports, you know that they care about young people, and people who care about young people are probably going to do a great job for you with the products that they provide and with the services they provide. And the Family Wealth Group is right up there with the best of the best as they provide services for people who are looking at retirement. It is where Kentucky retires, the Family Wealth Group. So McCracken County had kind of a break point, 5 in a row off of a 4-point lead that has turned into a 9-point advantage. And now Sacred Heart trying to ramp up the defense. They're picking up all over the floor. Buchanan gets it to Claire Johnson, and now she'll work it up against Zakiya Johnson. Sacred Heart, Claire, across the timeline, looking for a screen, dribbles left, holds up, gives to Buchanan. Buchanan against Russell. Buchanan goes in, spins, and got called for a double dribble.
Yeah, she took a little bump there, but nobody actually knocked the ball free from her. She picked it up and then tried to put it back down again.
Coach Scott Sibbles walks the sideline, crosses his arms. Now Sacred Heart, they can go ahead by double figures here.
Stepped on the inline
with a basket, and they step out of bounds. Down in the corner, Bender lost track of where she was and stepped on the sideline. Kraken kind of gets it back. Here's Claire Johnson. Johnson, I wonder if she runs cross country. I mean, she looks like she could run all day. She dribbles in, goes through the lane, hands off to Buchanan. Buchanan kind of backs away on the dribble. Dribbles right, but nothing there. Keeps the dribble. Russell with her, and now hands it off. There's the ball to Hill, and now down to Buchanan on the baseline. That was not a good pass. Buchanan couldn't get it. Zakiya Johnson races the other way. Goes right corner to Bender for an open three. It's good.
That's a big blow. That's a huge blow.
And we get another timeout taken by McCracken County. 42-30, so the run is 8-0 for Sacred Heart, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
Drivers all over the area know that when they want to get their car looking good, they can head to Mike's Car Wash just off East Main, Mount Sterling. Plenty of room with plenty of wash bays and vacuums and a terrific touch-free car wash with all the extras to keep your car looking great. If you're not already cleaned up with Mike's, try it. See if it's not the best from convenience to price. Make it a habit to protect your vehicle's value. Keep it clean at Mike's Car Wash, East Main, Mount Sterling.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Zakiya Johnson has 17, 5 here in this third quarter. Reagan Bender has 11, a three-pointer here this quarter. Angelina Paleo has 6, including a basket here this quarter. The big hitters point-wise are doing it for Sacred Heart, have done it in this little run that has them out to a 42-30 lead with still a long way to go, 4:45 left in this third quarter.
You can just tell once Russell and Paleo got back out on the floor, it changes a lot of things.
Oh, there's a long pass, goes out of bounds. Claire Johnson was trapped and double-teamed and had to throw high, trying to get the ball on the far side of the floor to Hughes and just threw it over her head. Sacred Heart gets the ball back again.
Full strength there. They are just a tough matchup. Boy, some steal right there.
Yeah, Claire Johnson with a steal. Goes down against Jordan. Goes under, flips it up and in.
She just doesn't let you take a nap. And you saw Zakai Johnson back there. She pointed to herself, said, that was my bad. I was lazy with that pass.
42-32. Oh, what a play that was. Yeah. You're still alive.
So,
and there is Bender missing his shot. The rebound taken by Hill. Gets rid of it. Here's Claire Johnson down the left side. She's going to go all the way in. Jump stop. Flips it up, and it goes in on the left side. How did she get that shot to go down? 42-34. She had a defender there, and she somehow angled that ball around, and it fell in the basket. 8-point game. So we go from 12 to 8 rather quickly. We're under 4 minutes now in the third quarter. Here the ball down the baseline. Paleo into Johnson, who goes up and puts it up and in and draws the foul from Hill.
She is just so unique. She's leaned up this year from what we've seen in the past, but she's tremendously strong, even though she doesn't look like a big, strong athlete. She's athletic, don't get me wrong, but she just doesn't look strong, but she is.
She did miss another free throw, but now Steele Bender goes under, and she missed a shot but got fouled. Frustrated now is McCracken County. The foul is going to go against Ava Hughes, her first foul, but two shots are coming for Bender. .44-34, and Bender trying to extend it, puts it up and in. That's going to bring Bolin into the game, and she's going to come in to replace Jaden Skaggs. Bender, a couple of dribbles, fires it, got it. But Bender playing really well. She's got 13. 46-34. The lead is a dozen. Here's Johnson to Buchanan. The ability to not really let Buchanan and Johnson work in tandem by this Sacred Heart defense is crucial. And Buchanan gets called for 5 seconds. Long way for the basket.
And she was trying to get instructions from the bench on what they were in for the longest time.
I mean, she really wasn't under close contact. I would disagree with that call, but you see it made sometimes. Officials start counting. They get to five. They blow the whistle. Here is Russell. Jordan on the left wing. Down the corner to Bender. Bender looking in. And now Bender turns and fires a three and misses it. And Buchanan just pulls a rebound. Didn't hit the... And now we get a foul on Bender. A frustration foul against Johnson. Bender's third.
That was the second air ball we've seen Bender shooting this ball game. You know, she was talking to Claire Russell before she took that shot. She was looking where she thought Claire Russell was supposed to bounce out to in that offensive set.
Here's Claire Johnson, takes the pass inbounds. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Bracken County down by a dozen. Long pass gets it across the timeline. Here's Johnson weaving her way and picked up by Paleo out of the perimeter. Johnson. As Paleo tried to close on her, we get a whistle away from the ball, and we get a foul.
And it's on Jordan, maybe? Yeah. Jordan fighting with Hill.
Jordan gets her third. 2:48 to go, third quarter. It's a 12-point Sacred Heart lead over McCracken County. A little bit of foul trouble for Sacred Heart. It may or may not play into the game. We'll find out. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking that will fit your lifestyle. That's why our checking accounts are worth checking out. All accounts offer a debit card, access to 24-hour banking, text banking, and fraud alert, only to name a few. So whether you prefer paper checks and paper statement or like mobile banking, we have an account that will work for you. Don't wait. Try it today. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Are you a college student planning on coming home for the summer? Do the smart thing and enroll in a summer class at Maysville Community and Technical College. You can take most of your college core classes with MCTC at a fraction of the cost, with many online options available. Plus, it's easy to transfer credits back to your school. Campus is conveniently located in Cynthiana, Maysville, Moorhead, and Mount Sterling. Visit maysville.kctcs.edu for more information. Be smart, get ahead, and make the most of this summer with MCTC.
Want a mower that's tough enough to break all the rules? Want everything without sacrificing anything? Want performance for the long haul at an unbeatable value? The perfect balance of power and performance? A Bad Boy mower. Packed with power, muscle, simplicity, and comfort the pro in you demands. It's that time of year. It's your time. You deserve a Bad Boy. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Here we go. McCracken County with the ball underneath their own basket. Claire Johnson inbounds, does so to Buchanan. Buchanan, Zakiya Johnson behind her. She spins, gives it over. Wide open shot for Hill. Rattles around, and that one crawled out of there. And then we get a foul that's going to go against Russell.
Well, Russell's like, what did I do?
Yeah, she used her body and just...
When Johnson left her feet, she kind of got into her.
So now Jordan has three, Russell has three, Bender has three. And again, McCracken County will inbound. Into Johnson. Boy, look at her glide laterally away from the defense. She hands it off outside and then gets it back.
Uh-oh, I thought she was going to take that shot.
She may take one here. Now, Paleo is out on her. She now moves around Paleo, goes up from about 17 and knocks it down.
Got to the sweet spot.
46-36, 2:12 to go in the quarter. Bender inside. Paleo turns from 12
Whoa.
Feet. What a shot.
Whoa.
A line drive that went in, 8 for Paleo.
That was a Magic Johnson baby hook right there.
48-36. Johnson gets a screen. Bender picks her up. Here's Buchanan with the ball now. Crossover. Goes up over Paleo. Knocks down a jumper.
Nice shot by Buchanan.
Dozen points for Buchanan. So they match a couple of baskets, but they're still down by 10 with a minute 40 to play in the third period. 2-3 zone by McCracken County. That's what they play. They may modify a few things they do with it, but now they go down low. Paleo gets it, goes up, puts it in.
He's too much size. They moved the ball really well that time to get the defense moving.
50-38. And there is Buchanan for three, and it bounces in. Wow. What a shooter's touch there, Buchanan. Buchanan says, we can't just match him, so they get a two. We better have a three. 50-41. Minute to play. Johnson in a high post over to Bender. Couldn't take the shot. Jordan looking. Jordan down, and there's Bender, a three out of the right corner, knocks it down. Wow. Bender said, do you have a four-point play in your book? 53-41. Here's a handoff. Johnson trying to step through, and I don't think that was a walk.
She got rid of it before she took the step. That's what Coach Civil is saying, too.
I had to agree with him. I mean, the official blew his. Yeah, I think he anticipated what he thought he was going to see.
Yeah. We've seen that before.
A lot of officials anticipate what sometimes I anticipate what I think I'm going to see. It's just a. They need a stop. Does McCracken County here at the end of the third quarter? They're down by a dozen. And Jordan fires a three, and it's no good. A rebound by Hill to Johnson. 10 seconds to go. Johnson goes for the bucket, goes up inside, puts it in. 3 seconds to go, and they won't get a shot as the third quarter comes to an end. That was a big finish right there. They're still down by 10 at 53-43, but in that quarter, 10 more points for Claire Johnson. She's got 24. Nikki Buchanan with 15. They need a little help, though. They're down by 10, and we'll be back with fourth quarter action in the girls' state championship game in 1 minute on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Had a photo finish of the Clark Pumpkin Shops battle, but at the end of the third quarter, I don't know those young ladies where they're from, but they go, all of them have got Mingy beef jerky shirts on, and they're all having a good time racing little cars up and down the floor.
Say, hold
and the crowd likes it, so it's good.
They say, hold all tickets. In a photo finish, hold all tickets. I'll be doing that next month.
It won't be long. Keeneland will be in operation. It's been Keeneland weather already.
Yes.
Long pass to Bender, left corner, a wide open three. In and out. Rebound. Claire Johnson got it and then lost it.
Well, I tell you, going into the break here at the end of the quarter, Coach Sybils looked back at us and said, we got it to 10. He felt like, okay, we can make this happen, but, boy, you needed to have that possession right there for sure.
So the ball went out of bounds, and Sacred Heart, the Valkyries inbounded. Dekiah Johnson, Bender, Paleo. Free throw line, hands it off to Russell. She looks, bounces it back to Paleo. Jordan, now Johnson, now Bender down the left corner. They cover it up. Inside, Paleo spins open, lays it up and in with the left hand.
Well, they showed great patience. They moved that ball until they got it inside to their post player.
55-43. Here is a three-point shot that's no good by Buchanan. She was wide open. Rebound by Russell. Dekiah Johnson down. Bender passes up a three. Dribbles back out front. Bender is one of the greatest complimentary players I think we've ever seen in the girls' game. I mean, she's not been the star for her team, but oh, wow. How solid the things she does, the right decision she makes. 6:40 to play. Over to Bender on the right wing. Johnson, Paleo high. Paleo turns, breaking underneath was Russell and didn't make the shot but got fouled. And that personal, I think, will be on Skaggs. Skaggs gets the foul, her third. And Russell will be at the free throw line. Well, here's another great complimentary player. Has not scored tonight. Has Claire Russell.
And those early fouls have kind of affected her, but
missed the free throw.
Her presence on the floor, especially tonight, has made a big difference. Just having her out there being physical down on the inside.
Missed the first free throw. And the second free throw is no good. And the rebound, that's a foul, I thought, on Zakiya Johnson. Didn't matter. Buchanan gets the rebound. Claire Johnson comes racing down, goes all the way in, puts it up, and it rolls off. She had a defender back there and a little... Tony Jordan caused her to miss that shot because she couldn't get a very straight angle that she wanted. And that was a basket that they really needed. 6 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the game. 12-point lead, Sacred Heart inside Paleo. And that's going to be a foul. Really all that Skaggs could do as she gets her fourth foul. Just outmatched physically by Paleo. And now Paleo will shoot a pair of free throws. Paleo has 12 points tonight. Free throw is short.
And Skaggs made the right decision. You know, like, I can't allow you to make this easy bucket right here if we're going to have any chance of getting back here. I got to force you to go and do it at the line.
Sacred Heart is only 3 of 11 at the free throw line tonight. 4-12 as she makes the second shot.
Yeah, they've struggled at the free throw line, and then, of course, you know, they got 12 turnovers. The only thing about it is McCracken's got 20 turnovers in this game so far.
56-43, Claire Johnson against Zakiya Johnson, and a foul on Zakiya.
Well, she does a great job. When we see McKenna do this, too, they set you up with that little hesitation dribble. When you think they're getting ready to go and change direction, they don't. They just give a little hesitation and then explode through it.
Zakiya Johnson gets her second personal foul. Entry pass comes back in backcourt to Claire Johnson. They double her. Over to Buchanan, right side of the key, beyond the three-point line. Dribbles, but can't get free and almost lost it. Gives over to Claire Johnson, a three. No good. Feet weren't really set. Buchanan the rebound. Try to go back up and we'll get a foul.
Foul on Paleo.
And Paleo has picked up her second personal foul. Buchanan will get to go to the line to shoot a pair. 5.5 minutes to play in this game. 15 points tonight for Buchanan. And the free throw is good. And I don't know where she's going to end up playing at the next level, but I guarantee you she is a much underrated player.
And that's you know, saying something, you know, because a year ago, like I said, she was really that third player, you know, with Destiny Thomas being there.
She has 16 points but misses the second free throw. 56-44. In backcourt, Zakiya Johnson over to Jordan across the timeline. Now Paleo down right corner to Bender. Out to Johnson. Zakiya gives to Jordan. Now they'll reset the offense. 5:10 left to play in the game. Here is Russell. Bender goes down low to Zakiya Johnson, who turns, missed the shot. Battles for own rebound, gets it, puts it back up. No good. This time she's fouled.
Stay on the floor.
I think it'll be Buchanan. Buchanan gets personal foul number three. It's a common foul, only the third foul of the fourth quarter, but still 5 minutes to go in the game, and entry pass is thrown away. Here is Hughes with it. Hughes floats it over to Claire Johnson. Johnson backs up, fires a three that's no good. The rebound is tipped. And tipped, but Russell gets it. I believe McCracken County, they're kind of running out of gas a little bit, maybe. Second game of the day. Here is the ball in the hands of Sacred Hearts. Tootie Jordan out front. Bender takes it on the left wing. And Bolin closes on her. She gives it up to Russell. Really, they spread the floor so well, does this Sacred Heart team. It's very tough to really pressure them much as you would like. Bender, Russell, down the left corner, shot no good by Johnson. Rebounded by Bender, goes back, reverse layup is good, but she'd step out of bounds. 4:10 to play. The lead is 12. And Coach Scott Sibbles is going to take a timeout. 4:09 left, 56-44. We'll stay with you for just a little bit after the game tonight so we can get the awards that will be passed out and go over the statistics with you. In terms of closeness of games, Ivan, it's been a great tournament. I mean, we've had a lot of close games along the way.
And like I said, even the game earlier today with McCracken and Butler, even though it may look lopsided at the end result, it was a highly competitive game. For a good portion of that game, right down to the end, but it's been fun. We thought it would be when we saw how the regions were going to be matched up here, and then when you actually seen the teams that were going to be representing those regions, it felt like, you know, it was going to be a good tournament, even with what many perceived to be a loaded bracket on one half of the 16.
Here's Claire Johnson with it in backcourt. Zakiya Johnson guarding her. Claire coming up on the dribble. Goes off on the left side. Hands it off to Buchanan. Buchanan behind the screen and fires a three top of the key and it bounces in for her. Wow. I tell you what, she was too wide open the last one she missed. 56-47, 9-point game with 3:43 to go. Still time for McCracken County. They got to get stops. Paleo dunks it to Bender, who lays it up and in.
What a nice pass by Paleo. That's going to pay her great dividends at the next level if she continues to pass like that.
Buchanan with it on the offensive end. Her team down by 11. Buchanan trying to work the angle. Has the small player on. It goes in and gets it blocked by Paleo, who slides off and helps out and blocks it and gets the ball and now brings it down. Jordan with it and gets away from Hughes. Russell on the right wing. They're trying to come and chase a little bit. Only 3 minutes on the clock. 58-47. Here's Bender outside to Russell, and we get a foul on Boland. That'll be the first foul on Boland. And foul number three, or number two. No, that's number four. I'm sorry, looking at the scoreboard. Four fouls on McCracken County. We get the timeout. Only 2:51 to go. Sacred Heart within striking distance of making history if they can win their fourth state championship in a row. We'll be back in 90 seconds.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Making great deals every day. I'm Todd Duncan. Come see me at Dutch's Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling. Don't miss out on a great deal.
Oh, if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling. And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
There is Boland fell down. There's a little contact in there, and the crowd reacting, thinking that Boland was fouled. Here's Zakiya Johnson, and I don't think it'll be anything but a layup from this point on for Sacred Heart. Russell in some trouble. Johnson dumps it down low, and it
played it too late, and it
goes
bad
out of
pass.
Bounds. Yeah. It'll be out of bounds to McCracken County. And now Boland's going to come out and be replaced by Jaden Skaggs, a senior.
Would have been an excellent pass if she tried it when she initially saw Bender cut, but then she waited too late, and it was a bad pass at that point.
Here is Claire Johnson with the ball on the offensive end, right elbow. Gets a screen, picked up by Paleo, sends it down to Hill. Hill puts it up and missed it. Hill gets a rebound back up and in.
Oh, great job by Hill there.
And what recognition by Claire Johnson to find her. That's a great assist.
Yeah.
The margin is 58-49. Lead pass ahead and going under. Beautiful lead pass from Jordan to Zakiya Johnson, who lays it up and in. 60-49, and now a jump ball. Little Hughes got trapped out there, fell to the floor. Zakiya Johnson tied her up, and the possession arrow is going to keep it with McCracken County. Only 1:48 left. Claire Johnson looks over the defense. She'll dribble near the right hash. looking for somebody to break. Nothing happening right now on the offensive end. Claire trying to break free and has to give it up to Hill. Hill back to Claire Johnson. Now Buchanan. Hey, they just can't get a shot. Now Claire fires 8-3. No good, but timeout taken by McCracken County with just 1:22 to go. His team is down by 11 with only 1:22 to go, but he didn't want to end the season like that as they were struggling to get a shot away. And we'll be back in 1 minute.
Plumbing problems are just like a toothache. They make you wish you'd taken action before the problem rather than after. But whether you think ahead and have Will Keith come out and check your home with a plumbing checkup, or if you wait until too late and then you call him, you'll find Will Keith to be a plumber who knows his business, works efficiently to solve your problems, charges you fairly, and leaves you up and running again with a quality job well done. Plumbing the way it was meant to be. Will Keith Plumbing. Phone 398-0220. 398-0220.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save a Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
A statistic we don't give you a lot, it doesn't play in a lot, but timeouts left, McCracken County has none, Sacred Heart has five. Coach Scott Sibbles has tried to do what he could do, taking timeouts and making adjustments, and Sacred Heart just really hadn't needed to make those for Donna Moyer. McCracken County will inbound the ball with just 1:22 to go. 11-point deficit for the Mustangs. Bowling gets it into Claire Johnson in backcourt. Claire will move right. They've got her doubled out there. Hands it off to Buchanan, who dribbles down the right side. Cut off by Sacred Heart, and they come over the steal. Bender gets it. Boy, the defense is just really, the defense in the last couple of possessions for Sacred Heart has been better than it has all night.
Yeah, it really has, the way they've been locked in.
Here's Jordan. Bender, only 53 seconds to go. Bender works her way through, and they throw it away. Bender threw it out of bounds, trying to get it over to Russell. We're going to try to get a player in, a senior, Megan Swinford, to get her to the table in time. 42 seconds to go. There's Johnson, a long three, rolled out on her. Nakai Johnson ahead to Bender. Bender goes down, and she'll circle around and didn't take it to the basket. She's double-teamed, and the ball gets knocked out of bounds. And now we'll get substitutions as coming in for the Lady Mustangs. Megan Swinford is in there. Brooklyn Preston comes in, Ashley Ward, Ella Shelburne into the game, and Lily Hamilton. And now for Sacred Heart, they're doing a little bit too much celebrating right now. As the players come in, everybody's getting hugs, but they get a whole new crew in. The new players that have been in the game before for Sacred Heart include Aaliyah Holbrook, a senior, Abigail Wolf, a senior, comes in, and there is a three out of the right corner that is no good, put up by Aaliyah Holbrook, but rebounded by Sacred Heart. 22 seconds to go. Aaliyah Holbrook will dribble out near the timeline, and they'll let time expire, I think. They're just going to pass it out near the timeline. We're down to 8 seconds.
History's being made.
And Sacred Heart, as the clock expires, has won its fourth state championship in a row. Sacred Heart, 60. McCracken County, 49 is your final. And what a great season for McCracken County. They got to the championship game last year and got beat by Sacred Heart. by 15 in a game that really wasn't that close. Tonight's game was really a pretty good battle much of the way.
It truly was. Yeah, McCracken County is to be commended for the championship medal that they showed throughout this tournament. Boy, they were quite impressive. And you look at this, Dan, they out-rebounded every team they played each night. Yeah, that's part of the story that gave them a chance. But, they just went against this machine that we've seen the last 4 years in Sacred Heart.
Struggle a little bit shooting the three ball tonight more than they have, but that's to be understood against the Sacred Heart defense. They didn't get real good looks from the three-point line.
I mean, just think about this. We went four in a row. Of course, we had the COVID year that we didn't get to have the championship as the tournament ended, but know that the last game that was played that year, Sacred Heart had just gotten bounced by South Laurel right before they called the tournament that was going to open up everything for everybody that year. And that is just wild to think where we were to where we are now just in a few short years. That is just crazy because they were the favorite going into that tournament.
They're putting things in place for the award ceremony. Let's step out for 1 minute, hear these messages, and we'll be back and pick up on the awards before we leave you tonight. 60-49, Sacred Heart. The Valkyries finished 31-7. The Mustangs 32-6. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Mount Sterling Pediatric knows that our children are our most precious resource and that children have special needs. There are so many elements that make up a healthy child. And at Mount Sterling Pediatric on Owingsville Road in Mount Sterling, they've gone to great lengths to assure your child receives the care and treatment they need. Dr. Brandy Fouch and Dr. Brian Badger have the medical training and expertise to care for your children. And they'll treat them like their own. Call Mount Sterling Pediatric for your children. 498-5243. They even have an after-hours number.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Darrell Billings, who is the head of the KHSAA Board of Control, is addressing the crowd right now.
Thank you to the City of Lexington and Mayor Linda Gordon for welcoming us to Lexington again for the Sweet 16. Huge shout out to Brian Sipe and all the Rupp Arena staff for what they do, providing us a venue to have this great event. Also, our volunteers, the folks that staff this tournament, we can't say enough about you. Thank you so much for what you do to continue to make this one of the greatest shows around. If you look around the room, you'll see a lot of banners that are out here. We can't say enough about our corporate sponsors, our High School Athletic Association corporate sponsors. If you get an opportunity to touch base with those folks or to rub elbows with them and say something to them, let them know how much they're appreciated. We can't fund Kentucky High School Athletic Association without those type sponsorships. Another great shout out to our corporate sponsor, our main sponsor, Mingy Beef Jerky, who have been a great supporter of Kentucky High School Athletics, and especially the girls' Sweet 16. Also, we need to say a huge thank you to our fans. I can't say enough just what it means to see fans come to Kentucky, come to Lexington, and continue to make this the greatest show in hoops. Thank you so much, and we hope to see you soon at another high school event.
The Sweet 16 Academic Scholarship was started in 1985. It honors a senior participant in the tournament who has excelled on the court and in the classroom. The recipient will receive a one-time $1,000 scholarship sponsored by Roberts Insurance to be paid to University of Students' Choice upon verification of enrollment. Presenting are Joe and John Roberts from Roberts Insurance. This year's scholarship award recipient is Carly Smith from Owsley County. The J.B. Mansfield Award, sponsored by the Courier-Journal, is named for former commissioner of the Kentucky High School Athletic Association. This award is given to the participant in the tournament who excels in four areas: academic achievement, athletic ability, citizenship, and sportsmanship. In addition, this student also received a $1,000 scholarship from Ted Cook Tire Company. This year's recipient is Carly Thurman from Bethlehem.
These players are coming out in the middle of Rupp Arena to receive these awards. Carly Thurman and the point guard from Magoffin County.
Owsley
County, I say. Thank you, Ivan.
From McCracken County, number 4, Claire Johnson.
Sensational. She was absolutely sensational. What a tournament. Look, what a day she's had.
Well, you know how awards are going to go, and I don't want to.
That's a surprise. You know, there was times that she struggled this week, but then she did all those things under the radar.
At number 33, Mickey Buchanan.
No doubt. No doubt.
These young ladies receiving their award right here in front of us right now.
And now the presentation of the runner-up trophy and the medallions to the McCracken County Lady Mustangs.
It's a big trophy they take home, not the one that they ideally wanted, but they get enough put another one of those back to back.
Think about that.
Display. Yeah, they get the silver. They'll come back years from now, reunions, class reunions and stuff, and they'll see that and they'll remember this journey.
Now, I think we all know who the most valuable player of this tournament is going to be. And it's because, in part, that this sounds like I'm trying to be controversial, and I don't mean that at all. I mean, Zakiya Johnson had a tremendous tournament, Ivan. Claire Johnson was, in my mind, the MVP of the tournament.
She was the most outstanding player.
Yeah.
You could say that, what she did, but, you know, it always goes to the team that wins, that's the thing. The most valuable player usually goes to the person on the team that wins it.
The player who's the most torn up for emotionally for McCracken County is Ava Hughes, I think, the eighth grader. There's Reagan Bender out as a member of the all-tournament team, and what a player. She is and has been over the years. Bender with 18 points tonight. Angelina Paleo tonight, 13 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists.
AP.
Canada, University of North Carolina, Wilmington.
The Morgan & Morgan Most Valuable Player of the 2024 Minji Beef Jerky Girls Sweet 16 State Basketball Tournament, number 11, Zakiya Johnson.
Zakiya Johnson is only a junior, but What a tremendous player.
She is. I mean, she's got the physical tools first and foremost, but then, you know, she's a student of the game. You heard her coach talk about how she studies, and she's just always wanting to look at film and to study the game and work on her game.
Congratulations, Sacred Heart Valkyrie!
There goes the championship trophy of Sacred Heart coming out to pick up that piece of hardware here.
You've never seen this before, Dan. A program hoisted 4 times in a row. You've never seen it. Seen a lot of outstanding champions do it multiple times, but never 4 in a row.
Hey, that'll do it for us tonight from Rupp Arena. And again, we could give you just real quick a few of the statistics that showed McCracken County 17 of 35. They shot 48.6% from the field, but how about Sacred Heart 26 of 42, 61.9%, and 22 assists 26 field goals. Now, that's the second game in this tournament where they've just had an assist number that is beyond what you ever expect to see.
I don't think we've ever seen it. You compile this number from previous years, the previous champions, you're not going to see that for a four-game stretch, the efficiency in which they scored points and how those passes led directly to a score. The way that Sacred Heart did it all consistently all this week.
I mean, they brought a pretty nice crowd.
Yeah, they did.
McCracken County had a bigger crowd, I think. Those folks have headed out, but the celebration continues for Sacred Heart. Don't forget, we'll be right back here next week with the Boys State Tournament. It all begins Wednesday at 11 o'clock, and we'll follow that tournament, which, again, a lot of people think will be one of the most exciting tournaments we've had in a long time, with a lot of new faces and some outstanding teams, great matchups in that opening round, and we'll be right here to describe it all to you. Our thanks to all of our sponsors, including the Family Wealth Group, for making it possible that we are here. Our thanks to all of our support crew that do such a great job, everything from getting our messages prepared for the tournament to selling the messages to a great group of sponsors, to working the logs and making sure that everything is ready to go. It's a great team, and it takes a team to get everything going. And our thanks to Jeff West, our studio engineer, for all the work he has done. Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and the on-site engineer as well, who takes care of all the technical parts to enable us to be here and provide a good quality signal back to you wherever you may be. And thanks for joining us on WMST 1150, 106.9 FM, WMSTradio.com, wherever you may be. Hope you'll be with us next week. And for now, from Rupp Arena, where the Sacred Heart Valkyries have defeated the McCracken County Lady Mustangs 60-49 to win the Girls State Championship, for Ivan Rawls, I'm Dan Manley saying, so long, everybody.
Been listening to the 2024 Mingy Beef Jerky Girls Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMSD. This broadcast is a service of City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Dutch's Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Maysville Community and Technical College, your Scott Family McDonald's, Mike's Car Wash, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Mount Sterling Pediatrics, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling, and Will Keith Plumbing. Stay tuned and hear every play of every game on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.